Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
All right, I will. I've taken care of what I needed to take care of, so I will leave the doctor's office, walk down the hallway, and into the front, maybe reception area.
There are six soldiers standing here. One of them looks quizzically at you and says, "Son, are you? What are you doing here?"
Just taking care of some business.
All right, you know there's a curfew and an order to generally.
Yeah,
assemble.
I've been hearing something about an incident in the forest. I'm Park Service. I ain't heard no incident. I ain't know nothing about it, really.
One success. Two successes. Three successes. Four. Wow. You fucking...
Cannibals clued in, baby.
You see the soldiers all look between each other and then look at you. And once again, it feels like they're looking at you with... Like I said, not suspicion, but more like they're treating you like you are already guilty of something, or at least they're considering you as if you are guilty of something already. You don't like the way they're looking at you. It's like a cold and calculating sort of thing, like they're kind of expecting you to fight. You suddenly get like this really, like I said, sinister feeling off these soldiers. You don't think they mean well for you.
You wouldn't be able to tell me what the incident in the forest was, given that I'm Park Service.
Classified, one of the soldiers says.
I see.
The nurse comes back and looks at you and says, are we all going together?
You might be. I got further things I need to take care of.
The soldier, the lead soldier, shifts, and you see his hand that's holding the strap that's attached to his rifle kind of shifts a little bit. Like he means to unlumber his rifle. You've been looking at these soldiers for some time now. You've been like before when you were ramming the barricade, you didn't get a good look at them. It was a very brief thing. Now you've been standing, there've been a few minutes, you're chatting to them. You notice that these soldiers have no insignia on them, and their uniforms are not current. These are uniforms from like the 1960s or the 1970s. You notice the weapons they're carrying are from about the same era.
Mm-hmm.
These people look like they could be wearing army surplus, not army current.
By that, do you mean that their uniforms are mismatched with each other, or that
they're all wearing the same uniforms?
Yeah.
Actually, they would still have insignia, but the insignia might also look old well. It does not look like these are current serving soldiers.
Do I know if there's a back exit of the doctors?
Yeah, there would be.
Do I know the name of this doctor, this nurse?
Nurse Dally.
She's like standing next to me, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, like maybe I like put a hand out like to protect her. And I'm like, Dally, the door behind us, is it a door you have to open or is it like a flip door?
Okay. So let me give you a layout of where you are currently. You're in the foyer. So the foyer has a desk. You would both be a long winged desk.
Yeah.
So it only has one entrance, which you go around the side,
mm-hmm.
unless you wanted to jump it, obviously.
Gosh, no.
Then there is like a little waiting area right in front of it that you are standing in. The doors out to the front where your vehicle is mm-hmm. are in front of you. In between you is the soldiers. Then behind you and to your left, there is a corridor, a doorway, but past that corridor, or in that corridor, there are several doctor's offices.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of that corridor is a door to a like a lab, and then that lab has the back entrance.
Radio. Maybe I could put my hand on Dali. I'm like, Dali, this is a bit of a strange question, but do you trust me more than you trust the United States military?
She looks at you. How well do you know her?
I imagine that Cannonball has a passing acquaintance with, is a passing acquaintance with nearly everyone in town. Plus, doctor's office, I probably bring people in. Or, you know, if somebody's lost hiking or whatever, there'll be some relationship
there. She nods slowly.
Well, let's start backing up then.
I'd like to take a step back with Dali.
All six of the soldiers unlumber their rifles immediately.
Let's take some quicker steps back. I'd like to.
The lead soldier says, neutralize them. And then let's go to initiative.
Okay. Gonna kill me with their ghost bullets.
Yes, there is an ancient tale that an entire battalion of ghost soldiers from the 1960s still lives in these hills today. I mean, obviously not lives, they're ghosts.
Yeah. But saying still dies in these hills today is weird.
Cannonball, you are first.
All right. I would like to, holding Nurse Dali's hand, just book it for the back of the doctor's office.
All right, you start running. The soldiers move into the alleyway,
mm-hmm.
or not into the alleyway, but move so that they have visual of you. And I'll say that only two of them can shoot right now.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Two three-round bursts emit from the soldiers' rifles.
Oh, fuck.
Nurse Dali jerks in your hand and then goes limp. You are not shot.
Cannonball. God damn it.
You can drag or carry Nurse Dali. It is your turn.
How damaged does she look?
Her torso is just a bloody mess.
Does she still seem like she's alive?
You Cannonball. That would be an action during your turn, so that would slow you down to check.
If it's not obvious,
it doesn't. She's just collapsed.
Yeah,
it does not.
If
she is alive, she's not long for this world.
Okay. I'll just barrel out the back doors then.
You slam into the laboratory door, bust it open. Do you close the doors behind you?
Yeah.
You slam the door behind you. You leap over. You see the back door. You hit that. It is locked. Do you want to just try and slam into it with all of your strength?
Yeah, I'm pretty strong.
You slam into the door and bounce off. You're in a laboratory.
Yeah.
There is all the sort of stuff that you would find normally in a laboratory here, plus windows out as well, if the need becomes desperate enough.
How many damn windows am I going to be climbing out of?
Soldiers start running forwards. You hear one of them stop halfway through the corridor, and then you hear two shots, and you know what they must have just done. Then some soldiers kick down the door, but it is their turn to get into the room.
Okay.
And it is your turn.
So the door is open, and I'm looking at them?
The back door is still shut.
Yeah.
The door that you came through is now open, and the soldiers are in this room, yeah.
Okay, they're in there with me. Hmm. This is a tough one.
This is a tough nut to crack. Cannonball
currently is assuming that they are part of the same problem. Whatever is affecting this town. Proven to Cannonball by his time with the pirate, that whatever it is isn't necessarily manifesting the same way each time. If I stop to try to rack my brains as to what these soldiers could have come from, that will get me killed. The windows behind me, what shape are they in?
They're intact.
Yeah.
No, they're about maybe chest height square windows, large enough, if you were curious, large enough for a man to fit through.
Yeah, but I'd have to smash my way. I've kind of got one shot.
Yeah, you'd have to
this.
Smash your way through.
Okay.
How many windows am I going to make you
break? I know.
Glass fears him.
I got no other choice. I'll try and smash my way out of the window.
You smash one of the windows with your hand. I'm going to say you take 2 points of lethal damage.
Oh, boy. Now, with that,
yeah,
because I'm on 4 bashing, does that mean just 2 of them become lethal?
No, the bashing gets pushed forwards.
Okay, cool.
The window is open. You can open. You can climb out.
All right, well, I'll do so.
All right, you scramble out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just assume you get low so that they can't shoot through the windows at you.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? At the back of this building, there is a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big one, maybe space enough for 6 cars. You can see there is maybe 4 vehicles here. 2 of them are really expensive looking, like BMW type deals. One of them is a old shitty combi van.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final one is just like a family sedan of an inferior to BMW make and model.
What stories do I know about Helltown?
You know that its actual name is Boston Mills, mm-hmm. or when it was a real place.
I suppose actually there would be there's kind of something specific I'm wondering about it.
Please,
this whatever. First of all, is it haunted? And second of all, is it haunted by dangerous ghosts?
There are no tales of Helltown being haunted.
Okay.
The story around Helltown is that there was supposedly in the 1960s or 1970s, depends on who you're talking to, there was an accident, some government body accidentally spilled chemical waste there,
mm-hmm.
and the town had to be evacuated. And as part of that, the military kind of locked down, because some of the tales are like, oh, it was... Well, some tales are like, oh, it was the precursor to Agent Orange, or it was an early type of napalm that the government wanted to keep secret. And apparently, in some versions, the town is just evacuated and they don't give a cause.
Yeah.
In other versions, Helltown is massacred by the military so that they can keep their secret.
Mm. I see. Okay. And they're taking everyone to the middle of town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. How do you stop the United States military? What do you need to do? No, Cannonball's not that stupid. He knows he's not going to be able to stop the full force of the United States military, imaginary or not. But that means the real Helltown probably has no one in it.
Yeah, you know that the real story behind Helltown is that it was a mining town, and you maybe don't know anything more than Harry Short knew.
Yeah.
You don't know what they were mining, but you know that whatever it was dried up and they just left.
But even if the story of Helltown, the imaginary one, is happening, the soldiers are here, not Helltown.
No.
Okay. Which means that if I want to get somewhere where there's no soldiers...
Potentially Helltown.
Maybe Helltown's not a bad choice. Anyway, step one is get to the ranger station. Just had to think that out. can you describe the cars to me again? Sorry.
2 BMWs, high-class cars, probably owned by the
doctors.
To be
honest, which one's closest to me?
The closest one is the combi van.
Okay, yeah. I'll get in and... What am I going to hotwire it? Oh, dear. I guess I got no other choice. I'll try and get into the combi van.
As you start working the door on the combi van, highs or lows?
Highs.
The door is open.
Okay.
You get into the combi van, you sit down in the driver's seat, you look into the passenger seat, and you see a set of keys.
Okay.
You rolled 100, my dude.
Fucking hell.
While that's happening, though, you hear a smash sound for like the fourth time today, and you see something small, green, and metal land in the parking lot.
Uh-oh. Oh, hell.
You have a round before the grenade acts.
If I were to just drive forward in this combi van, what would I be driving into?
You'd be driving into the laboratory. There is a path that you can take through the parking lot to get to the street.
Yeah.
That will be all paved. Or you can go the other way around the building, which is over grass.
Yeah, okay.
That will... So the way on the path will probably have you drive over the hand grenade. You don't know where you'll be when the hand grenade goes off, though.
Okay.
And the other way, obviously, does not drive you over the hand grenade, but you will be trying to mount a combi van onto unstable patches of grass and dirt.
Let's go over the hand grenade.
Fuck yeah. All right. Ooh, 2 successes.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
Thank God.
You are So you're out of the parking lot and on that on the little driveway when you hear a dull thump behind you. While that's happening, though, you're maybe driving in reverse as well,
yeah,
just to get out of there as quickly as possible. Through glass windows, as opposed to not glass windows, through the windows of the doctor's clinic, you hear bullets and then you see them rip through the glass and then punch into the combi van.
Oh, God. What the hell happened?
Under a hail of gunfire, you drive, bang, 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 just glass shattering as the side of this combi van is completely lit up. You manage to get out onto the street, pull around, and then you drive.
I'm going to head for the station.
Head for the station? All right, back the way you came.
Yeah.
As you sit back up, you feel a terrifying and awful cold pain ripple through your arm. You look down and you see that you've been shot. You take 5 points of lethal damage.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. So you now have damage in the last of your boxes, which means what is your resolve stamina?
That is 3. And I am hardy. So
plus 2. Yeah. 2 points in hardy? Yeah.
Cannibal's a tough old gal.
You manage to keep it together and you drive out of town.
I like to think I've got both windows down and the aircon blasting me and music really loud to keep myself awake.
Meanwhile,
okay,
Connor, you are right before the military blockade. You can see that they've got, you know, one of those wooden bollard things, the ones that kind of go up and down like an arm. I forget what they're called.
Yeah.
Not a bollard, but a little gate thing.
Yeah.
You could see they had one, actually, but it is broken in two. You can see a couple of Humvees here, one of those big military trucks, obviously the troop transport trucks that you fit a lot of soldiers in the back of. And you can see maybe even one black unmarked like sedan sitting by the checkpoint as well. Tom Long gives you like a really scared look. And then facing forwards, he puts pedal to the metal and the vehicle just starts picking up speed.
You fucking legend, Tom. Let's fucking go.
Thankfully, it looks like there's a Humvee sitting like it would have just nearly been in your way, but it is just far enough away that Tom can get by without bumping anything. Like someone blazed a path for you. In fact, as you pass the Humvee, you see that there is a scrape on it with a green patch to it, similar to the color of a Ranger Park vehicle.
Okay.
From the back, John leans forward again and says, "Take us to the Ranger station. We need to get to the Ranger station. It's important."
I mean, all right. I think that's where we're going to go anyway. We've got to find out what's happened. It looks like I was the first one through there. And I got a feeling our big friend might be involved in that, Tom. What do you reckon?
Tom, like, glances at you, but he's trying to keep his eyes on the road.
Tom, don't worry about answering back to me. I talk a lot when I get nervous. Let's get out of here. Let's drive to the Ranger station. Whew, everyone's feeling really good right now. Now, kids, while we're doing that, tell me, where the heck can I get one of those talismans that you just mentioned?
They all kind of like look at each other, and then John says, I don't think you can get one of them.
I'll just take one of yours then.
They all glance at each other again, and this time you see that there's like a determination between them. And the kid with the boning knife clutches it really tightly like she means to fucking shank you.
Okay, I'm now trying to calm down. I'm like, I'm joking. We're all very tense right now. Could you just tell me what...
I wouldn't joke about those sorts of things, especially not now. Obviously, well, there are a few things you don't know. So, God. Well, you, I guess, believe in ghosts now, like a lot of us, right?
It's a lot easier when they've bitten your fucking arm off, let me tell you. Sorry, I mean bitten your arm off.
We just have to be really careful because either one of you could be it. The Abaddon.
Okay. I don't know what an Abaddon is, but I don't think I'm that. But what do you mean? What is an Abaddon?
It's a What is the Abaddon?
Okay. I didn't really put the grammar police in here. Tom, are you the Abaddon?
Tom shakes his head.
All right, we're not the Abaddon. Now tell me more. What is this? What are we doing?
Well, if you were the Abaddon, you wouldn't know is the thing as well. You would think that you would just... Sorry, you said your name was Connor?
Connor Brown.
Yeah. You would just think that you were Connor. You wouldn't understand, but the Abaddon would be you working through you. Any decisions that you made, you would think them normal, but you're not you. There's...
Okay, can we test this? Can we do some way you can prove it right now?
It's hard to see it here. But if we were in the nightmare, we would be able to see it.
All right. What's the nightmare?
It's like
how do we get there? Please tell me that's a bar.
It's like a parallel universe. There are gateways in our world that take us to the nightmare.
See, I don't know. I don't really like the sound of going to a place called the nightmare. Like, it just kind of freaks me out a bit.
I mean, all of the kids kind of give an involuntary shiver. And John says, yeah, it's not a pleasant place to be. Any twisted story, any fable or story that kept you up at night, in the nightmare, they're real.
Reminds me a lot of Central Dublin on a Saturday night, let me tell you.
Shut up.
Tell me about the pause that was good as well. Like, it was like Connor...
Is Connor, making a Connor joke was, to soothe himself?
Yeah, like he couldn't quite pass or accept what was being said. So he's like, and let's take this part.
It's good. So it's calm as a...
But it's,
am I right, Tom? You keep driving.
It's more than that. Any story that someone has told about you creates a nightmare version of you. And the Abaddon can inhabit and control those nightmare versions, and then it sends them out into our world to... stop us.
Okay.
It wants... Have you noticed how unlucky things, bad things have been happening to you recently? More than just the attacks that you've had. Like, if you could get a flat tire, you do. If you could stub your toe, you would. The Abaddon is a malevolent spirit that just wants evil and hurt in the world.
Well, can we get rid of him then, I guess? Can we close this thing? Can we make things
normal
again?
We can't get rid of him, but we can stop it. It's trying to... Through these points, these access points, it's sending nightmares into our world.
Wait a sec. How do I know you're not the Abaddon? What's going on here? What about you lot?
Kids can't be the Abaddon.
Well, isn't that convenient? Why am I asking you? All right. So what do we need to do? What is the plan? What are you guys doing here?
We can't tell you, in case you're the Abaddon.
So you want my help, but you can't let me tell me anything of what I'm helping you do.
No.
Can I help you?
Yes. We need to get to the ranger station.
We're going.
One of those points is there, and we can get into the nightmare and do something there.
Okay. So can I do anything to protect myself in this nightmare or here or anything?
You can't come into the nightmare.
Look.
And you wouldn't want to if you could. It's easy to get lost in the nightmare.
I'm feeling pretty lost right now. I can't stop. Right, I was going to stop. Why am I doing, what is a Marvel movie?
You pull into the ranger station.
Right, you see pulling in? All right.
Yeah, you see that there are lights on in the admin building and lights on in the ranger tower.
All right. Where do we got to go? What do we got to do? And
it's in the ranger tower up the top. But the Abaddon knows we're coming. It might have people or someone there.
Tom, what's your thoughts on this?
Tom, as you pull in, he's like got a white knuckle grip on the steering wheel. He's maybe specifically actually pulling into the motor pool, and you can see that he's making an effort so that the vehicle can't be seen. He turns the engine off, looks at you, and says, I think I need a minute.
All right, take some deep breaths, Tom. Is there a rush with this, kids? Do we need to go right now? Is there anything?
They're unbuckling their seatbelts and getting out of the car.
Hey. Can I stop them, hold them up or anything?
You could try to grab one of them as they try to get out of the car, yeah.
Hey, stop here, you little shit. All right, I'm trying to fucking help you. What's going on?
We need to get up into the ranger tower.
Don't you think it's going to be easier with some help from me and my friend here?
Well, then come along.
Okay, then just hold on a second. Can you see the man's falling apart?
We can't. Every second we spend, people are going to start dying soon.
Okay, just 1 second so we can get ourselves there more surely. Tom, are you all right? What are you doing? Can you come with me?
Tom shakes his head. He's got like a 1,000-yard stare staring through the front windscreen. If you want, you could make a intimidation or a persuasion presence check.
I am very persuading, I think. Persuasive. Let's try to convince him.
You shake Tom out of some fugue state that he had entered.
I feel like I'm slapping Tom around a lot at the moment.
He nods slowly and gets out of the vehicle. You can tell that Tom is not... He's moving with you and he might do things, but Tom is not really here, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Does he have a gun? Does he have the
rifle? He does have the rifle, yeah.
All right, Tom, you hold on to that rifle. Kids, we'll come with you, but we walk slow because I don't know what you mean by somebody's here, but let's go. Let's go.
The Abaddon, it knows that we're coming to this spot and it might have put someone here to stop us. If it's a person, if it's someone you know, we don't know if hurting a nightmare version of someone hurts the real version.
I don't like where this is going. Let's go ahead. All right. Can we check? Okay. How about can we at least check if there's anyone else here that can help us out in the ranger station?
Any adult we talk to could be the Abaddon. We're taking a big risk talking to you, says John.
I restrained my desire to be like, I am the Abaddon.
If it weren't River, they gesture to the little kid dressed as a ghost. River vouched for you, and that's why we're here.
All right. Well, lead the way, I guess. I don't know what the hell's going on, but this is a plan. This sounds like a plan. All right,
what are you
going to
tell the Houston Chronicle?
I just lost 3 kids, 5 kids.
While you're doing that, you see a set of headlights coming down the road towards you. What do you do? You just going, the kids.
Around me? Can I like hide and see?
There is the motor pool. That is the big warehouse type building that you just walked out of. There's a lot of space in there to hide. The administration building is across the little, there's like a little driving area, like a driveway. The administration building is across from you. The lights are on there. You don't know if there's anyone in there or anything like that. There is also the ranger tower, but the ranger tower is up a lot of stairs, so it'll take a little while to get to the top.
Invisible stairs?
Yeah, they're all, the bottom part of the ranger tower is completely open. You would be very visible.
So there's no way, like if we go for it, the car's going to see us.
If you go for the ranger tower, yes, yeah. You'll be seen.
The administration building, is that nearer to the tower?
It's closer to the tower, yeah.
And can we get there without being seen by the car?
You think so, yeah.
All right. We'll go to that. Okay, kids, all right, the car is coming. Let's stay out of sight, but we'll get closer. Go to the administration building.
Do you want to be first into the admin building?
Yes.
You open the door to the admin building, and what is your defense?
Tom's gone first. No, it's too late.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I got a bad feeling about this. Oh, no. My defense is 1.
As you step into the admin building, bang, something hits you right in the face. You stagger backwards, taking 1 point of bashing damage.
Okay.
You stagger slowly, like start coming to, and you see Sue Ellen standing right inside with a big skillet in her hands. On the floor, you see a soldier bleeding from his nose.
Hell yes, Sue Ellen.
Oh, fuck, Sue Ellen. That's a Cypressaurus. Oh, shit. All right, kids. Are the kids still there with me?
Yeah, they seemed very shocked when you got hit.
All right, kids, would the Abaddon smack someone else in the face?
probably.
Just go inside. Go inside. All of you, go inside. Come on, Tom.
Everyone scurries inside. Sue Ellen helps you all get inside.
All right, we get inside.
As you're moving in, you hear the soldier, like, kind of stirring a little bit. Sue Ellen standing over him, bang, slams the skillet down into his head again. You assume. Again.
Okay, yeah.
He has several skillet-shaped welts on his head.
Okay.
Cannonball, you pull into the parking lot.
I'll open up the car door, turn it off, get out. You said, so the admin building and the watchtower have lights on?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go over to the admin building.
You walk over to the admin building. You hear footsteps crunch, crunch, crunch.
So you can't see
crunch.
Out?
You could try looking out if you want, but that would make you very visible as well. Okay. You could try. I would allow like
I'll try a hidden. I'll try to do a sneaky
stealth
look.
Stealth dexterity. Yeah. I would
I'll
allow
try
that.
Do a sneaky look.
You spot. Well, you see each other.
Okay,
I'll give you a wave.
Like, all right. I'm like, oh fuck, thank Christ. All right. And we can just open the door now. There's no. I think it's safe.
Well, yeah. You know it's each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, guys, it's Cannonball. Open the door.
Sue Ellen opens the door and, like, hurries you in.
Town's haunted, I say.
Sue Ellen immediately begins giving you first aid. Damn, thanks, darling. Fool, what did you do to yourself?
I got shot by a ghost soldier. Real bullets, though.
Hey, can I get any first aid, considering I'm
pretty You've already been treated with first aid. There's not much Sue Ellen can do to you at this point.
Like, maybe I'm sitting in, like a desk chair or something.
That point of aggravated goes away, and you recover 2 lethal.
Thank you, darling. You did need some.
I was shot by a soldier. They shot up my combi van.
It's not your combi van.
I'll have to give that back. Why was it at the doctor's office? I like maybe for the first time, like after sitting down and recovering a bit, see all of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I see the ghost kid, give them a little nod.
The ghost kid nods back to you.
I see that one of the kids was the
you
Hamburglar.
See the Hamburglar. The Hamburglar maybe sheepishly, she pushes her mask up so that you can see her face. You recognize her. Olivia Brown, often just called Ollie. She is just like a local kid. You know her.
Yeah, you know
of her. You probably know her parents. She mouths sorry.
Did you find what you were looking for?
She nods.
Well, that's good.
I look at you. Everyone's quite frazzled.
Okay, I'm like, all right, Cannonball, there's a lot to catch up on, but basically, ghosts are real.
I know.
That was like, you worked that out together.
Yeah.
I was there.
That was hours ago.
There's an alternate dimension, apparently, and these kids can go there
can
and try to help
fill
us.
Each other in a minute? We need to get into the Ranger Tower, says John.
Okay. All right. Is there any way we can prove any of what you guys are talking about?
Do you need
proof
at this
point? I don't know if there's
point?
Time. All right.
For the kids
can
saying,
I, like, maybe
for
reach
the kids
over...
running to the nightmare and going away, for the fact that they think that's going to help. Because it could just be crazy cult kids. They're going to go jump off a tower or something.
We'll be there, I say. Okay, I'd like
Cannonball,
to, like,
you're weirdly supportive.
But open up the, like, maybe I, like, reach over the desk, open up, pull out the keys for the Ranger Tower.
Sure, yeah.
Tell me where I need to go.
All right.
Sue Ellen looks at both of you and says, James is up there right now. You don't need the keys.
I'll hold on to them just in case.
All of the kids start, you can feel, like, a tension in the kids. And John says, my dad? Sue Ellen nods.
Something the matter with that?
All right, just quickly, kids. Is there any way to tell if the parent, the adult, is at all impacted in any way? Can we tell some way?
It's impossible to tell in here if they're the Abaddon. Yeah, we'd have to see them in the nightmare.
Epilone.
It's a lot to ask for us to start opening fire on.
When you say Apollon, the river, the kid dressed as a ghost nods slowly.
Yeah, Apollon.
Okay, I don't know what Abaddon.
Well, I don't know if we need to know.
I'd like to get up out of the chair and...
You scared of your dad, I say to John Lancaster?
I don't want
to
hurt him.
Right. Why? Explain on the way, but why
you start walking.
Why would you have to hurt him?
The Abaddon, it can pretend to be adults. Any adult. They're not really who they're pretending to be. They're like a copy of them. And the Abaddon can pretend to be that copy. But we don't know if hurting the copy hurts the original.
Right. Okay.
How do you know all this?
John holds up the book, the old diary. Our talismans, our artifacts, they're... So you know how I was saying stories are kind of like real in the nightmare? So our talismans have stories about them, and that helps us in the nightmare. I have the diary. The diary has anything you could need to know. Emily, he gestures to the horse front, has the hooded lantern, which reveals anything that could be seen. Lulu, he gestures to the horse rear, has the boning knife, which can slay any creature in the nightmare. Luke, he gestures to Frankenstein, has the satchel bag, and that can heal any wound.
In the nightmare or anywhere?
In the nightmare.
Yeah.
And Ollie, he finally gestures to the Hamburglar, has the circle. And the circle always has a link to the nearest exit from the nightmare. Otherwise, without the circle, we would get lost in the nightmare.
Wait, one of you's got, what about the statue head?
The statue head is nothing. It was one of the creatures we destroyed.
Oh, shit.
You know, it was killing livestock, he says.
I like nod because I remember remembering that.
Right. All right. You maybe vaguely are aware of this story. Yeah. There's just like a haunt, supposedly in the cemetery in town, there's like a haunted statue that was killing livestock in the 60s.
And as we're walking, is Tom coming with us? And Sue Ellen,
Tom,
what are they doing?
Yeah, Sue Ellen and Tom are going to stay in the admin building unless you ask for them to come.
No, they should stay there. I mean, you can too if you'd like.
I feel a weird sense of care
they might
for these children.
Unless you ask them to leave, they might actually be tying up the soldier as you leave.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
All right, well, I'll grab the gun as well, the rifle from Tom.
Oh, also before, yeah, sure, you can grab the rifle. Also, actually, before you leave, Sue Ellen looks at you, kind of mole, and says, the army, they've done something, they've blocking our communications. Cell phones, radios, nothing works. Mm. I don't know where, it might be somewhere in town or something like that, but they've got something going on that's stopping us from communicating.
Yeah, well, town's a pretty dangerous place right now. Do we have any backup communications? Like walkie-talkies or anything like that?
You have would be is being blocked
it would
by
be
the
on
signal.
The same, okay.
Basically, what the army is doing is they're broadcasting just static and a really loud and powerful
and on like a lot of frequencies.
Yeah, on all frequencies, as far as you're aware.
Okay.
So yeah, there wouldn't be any way to communicate. You would though, actually, apart from a radio, you do have a method of communication: flashlights. You would, as a park ranger, I would say that you are aware of how to communicate via like Morse code flashing.
And maybe as she says that, I'm like, I was a Boy Scout. You in the what are they called? Girl Scouts? What's the name for it?
I don't
brownies.
Think
is it brownies?
I don't. Yeah, I think it's. Yeah. I don't think the Girl Scouts is the same thing.
No.
I think they do a different thing. Yeah, I think brownies might be right.
You remember your brownie training? I
so
like
Ellen,
get out my flashlight. Click 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 click.
Sue Ellen nods and, like, responds in kind.
Right, yeah. I, like, click, click, and I do, like, a little spin, and I'm like, scouts for 12 years.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.